Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. In 1948, George Orwell wrote of historians and librarians whose job it was to erase inconvenient facts from the historical record, from books, and from past news reports. The old issues of books and newspapers would come in, be rewritten so that facts or statements that might now be inconvenient to society's rulers were altered or omitted, and then be re-entered into the archives so that all citizens could see that the latest policies and statements of Big Brother were invariably in accord with the facts, which good citizens piously believed to have always been so. Until the next revision, that is, at which time the good citizens declared that they had never been so foolish as to believe what they had sworn was the truth 10 days before, and that today's pronouncements of the authorities represented truth with a capital T and always had. Sometimes a fact or a truth was so dangerous in the eyes of the powerful that rewriting it wasn't enough. It had to be destroyed. Publications and documents containing such truths were shoved into a slot called a memory hole, which led directly to the incinerators. They would never be seen again. Something very similar is happening in America right now. History is being erased. The archives are being purged. In the role of Big Brother is the Jewish power structure, in the form of the Anti-Defamation League and Google. Google maintains the Google News Archive, where thousands of newspapers, large and small, have been scanned, OCR'd, and indexed. It's a huge project, and if it were done with integrity and respect for accuracy and truth, would be a true public service. Imagine being able to call up newspaper articles on any topic from 20, 50, or 100 or more years ago just by entering a few keywords, or browsing the archives around a particular date, trying to solve a crime, or understand an historical event, and being able to read uncensored what was being written at the time without having to travel to far-off libraries on the other side of the continent, and also without having to depend on secondary sources, without having your inquiries mediated by a modern writer who may have his own agenda. From 2006 to 2011, Google scanned and indexed over 1 million pages of news from the archives of over 2,000 different local newspapers. Supposedly, no one knows why the scanning project ended. Google was close-mouthed about it. They also never revealed what they had paid for the firm they purchased, paperofrecord.com, which facilitated the project. Nevertheless, it was a monumental achievement. Strangely, in 2013, Google announced that it was having trouble with the search function in the newspaper archive. This from a company that is not particularly known for having trouble with search functionality. According to Wikipedia, Google spokeswoman Stacy Chan stated in 2013 that Google was, quote, performing a much-needed facelift on our news archive search function, and that access to archive stories would be limited for several months while this new system is being built. This was reaffirmed on May 22 and July 30, 2014, when Chan wrote that Google is still working on the archives to provide a better user experience, and it's still in the works. And again, on December 18, 2014, when Chan wrote that Google is currently working on creating a better experience on the newspaper archives that should be available in the near future. Close quote. Now, it has been about 4 years since the initial problem announcement, and Google is still having trouble with the search function of the news archive. And this trouble is with a search function which apparently worked nearly flawlessly for the 5 years prior to 2013. Even with these intractable multi-year search problems, whatever they may be, it is still possible to find newspaper stories in this archive on individuals and events that were not exactly banner headline news. In 1993, a man named Wesley Allen Dodd was executed by hanging in Washington State, the first legal hanging for more than 20 years. 6 complete stories were found in the archive about Mr. Dodd, the man who became the president of Czechoslovakia the same year. Václav Havel rates 54 articles. 7 stories, all negative of course, were found on the subject of white revolutionary fighter Robert Matthews from around 10 years earlier. Yet, one of the biggest stories in the Los Angeles Times for 1993, and a story that was picked up by every single newswire service because it was such a big story and was the subject of numerous articles and was being carried by one of the biggest papers in the country, and which was therefore certainly published in innumerable articles in hundreds of individual newspapers. The theft of thousands of Los Angeles Police Department, LAPD files, and other police files from around the country by the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, or ADL. The corruption of police officers, including the LAPD's Thomas Girard, who was employed by the ADL to steal police files and spy on private individuals, and the vast network of ADL spies and infiltrators, including top spy Roy Bullock. That huge story cannot be found at all in search results at the Google Newspaper Archive. A search on Tom Girard there produces 1 result. Not dozens, not hundreds, 1. And that result is for a 1993 article in the Gainesville Sun entitled "Police Probe Killer's Racist Connections," about the threat of white supremacism, and it mentions Girard and the ADL only tangentially. A search in the Google Newspaper Archive on ADL master spy Roy Bullock, much in the news that same year in connection with the ADL spy scandal, also gives just 1 result. The same single article from the Gainesville Sun. But searches in that same newspaper archive for such inane topics as popsicle sticks and peas and carrots produce plenty of articles. The Los Angeles Times itself has not purged its archives on this subject. A search on the archives section of their website reveals 3 full pages of article summaries on the subject of Roy Bullock alone. This one single newspaper also has a large number of articles archived on the subject of Thomas Girard. Who knows how many stories the Times has archived on the ADL spy scandal in total? It's quite a few, and I have spent time reading many of those articles in the course of my own research. Yet, the entire Google newspaper archive has nothing. Now, it's possible that the number one search provider in the world is having a real hard time trying to figure out the technical details of searching its own newspaper archive. And I suppose it's also possible that their technical difficulties could span almost half a decade. And I guess that just maybe their oh-so-difficult engineering problems might purely by coincidence block search results for the ADL spy scandal while leaving popsicle sticks alone. But is it also a coincidence that Google and its parent organization, Alphabet Incorporated, are Jewish firms? Google was founded by Jews Larry Page and Sergey Brin and is loaded with Jewish engineers and executives from top to bottom. Google has been known to alter its search and autocomplete results to remove or minimize negative references to Jews. Autocomplete, for example, is supposed to be an objective technology that instantly offers users the option of utilizing the most popular searches that other users have previously entered for the topic at hand. Yet, when phrases such as "Are Jews evil?" a question, mind you, began turning up in autocomplete, they were removed by Google. When what may be the largest scholarly archive on the Jewish question, JewWatch, started to come up as the number one result for Google searches on the word Jew, Google, at first, started posting apologies for the objectivity of its search results, along with some anti-JewWatch propaganda above its results. But then, a few months later, they altered their algorithm so that JewWatch was demoted to a much lower and harder to find position. In 2005, the news site section of Google, called Google News, began to index this website, nationalvanguard.org, as a news source. Presumably, our reporting and their algorithms indicated that we should be regarded as a genuine source of news and opinion. Google even stated at the time that, quote, "Google News is a highly unusual news service in that our results are compiled solely by computer algorithms without human intervention. As a result, news sources are selected without regard to political viewpoint or ideology, enabling you to see how different news organizations are reporting the same story. This variety of perspectives and approaches is unique among online news sites, and we consider it essential in helping you stay informed about the issues that matter most to you." Close quote. But within weeks after Jewish complaints began to come in about our inclusion, Google removed us from its news index. When the ADL began lobbying for censorship of the internet to remove content that's critical of the Jewish power structure and the anti-white Jewish multiracialist agenda, they call such criticism cyber hate, by the way, Google joined with the ADL in founding the ADL's so-called Working Group on Cyber Hate in 2014. And worked closely with them in creating the ADL's so-called best practices document on shutting down critics of Jews and the Jewish agenda. When the ADL tells Google to jump, Google says, "How high?" and immediately complies, as in last month's deletion of an app from Google's App Store that the Jewish group found objectionable. And even more ominously, the ADL just announced that they are building a massive new internet monitoring and cyber hate mitigation center in Silicon Valley, funded in part by shadowy billionaire Pierre Omidyar, the founder of eBay. As TechCrunch tells us, quote, "The Anti-Defamation League is setting up a new outpost in Silicon Valley, backed by the Omidyar Network, to look at ways to use technology to fight back. The ADL sees the internet as increasingly driving the dissemination and promotion of hate speech in the modern era, and is looking to marshal the resources of Silicon Valley's tech community to create better tools to monitor, track, analyze, and mitigate hate speech and harassment across the internet," according to a statement. Beyond its work monitoring and reporting hate speech, the group will also look at methods to better secure the online presence of various minority organizations, examine the seam between digital rights and the creation of a civil society, and look to partner with leading technology companies to ensure the safety of online communities. Helmed by former Department of Justice lawyer Britton Heller, the new center will author reports and publish data on cyber hate and cyberbullying, engage partners and provide insight to policymakers, and expose and combat specific cases. Close quote. And, not surprisingly, Google is right there, aiding the ADL in its efforts. Quote, "The ADL is already working with Alphabet and its Jigsaw division, formerly Google Labs, on ways to improve its software developed to identify and filter propaganda and hate speech." Close quote. The search engine is the modern-day equivalent of the library catalog, which it long ago eclipsed. By manipulating search results in pursuit of an agenda which is inimical to the survival of our people, and by cooperating with overtly anti-white and anti-freedom organizations like the ADL, Google is preventing uncounted readers and researchers from learning the truth about the Jewish power structure and its agenda. The historical record is being distorted. George Orwell warned us in 1948, quote, "Who controls the past," ran the party slogan, "controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past." Close quote. Ultimately, by their acts of commission and omission, the owners and managers of Google are complicit in the ongoing genocide of our race. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. The National Alliance is working to educate white men and women around the world as to the nature of the reality we must face, and organizing our people to ensure our survival and advancement. We need your help to continue. Please send the largest contribution you can afford to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Make your life count. You can also help us by visiting natall.com/donate. That's natall.com/donate. Once again, our postal address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you, when you look at the night sky, think of Orion. Our race is our nation.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.